revolution of change in health and wellness. No fad diets or false promises. Instead, real help for people to reach their goals. Join the One Nation Nutrition Revolution today, because being more fit, healthy, pain-free, energized, and revitalized is possible now. One Nation Nutrition has the most knowledgeable staff and the best products, so you can be sure you're getting what you need to reach your goals, big or small. There is no magic pill, but there is help. The One Nation Nutrition stores in Wentzville, O'Fallon, and coming now to St. Peter's will get you on a program that, with some effort, you too can see major results. Bottom line, it's time to join One Nation, and together, let's reach those goals. Come in today and see how.
Hey, Doug.
Yes, Mike.
Doug Brown, he looked like Chris Little.
Well, Mike Lee has been suspended, but I'll allow him to attend Knife Fest at Bertarelli Cutlery on June 7th to the 9th. Get terrific deals on pocket knives, honey knives, kitchen knives, cook's tools, small appliances, and food prep equipment. Knife Fest at Bertarelli Cutlery is the time to upgrade your kitchen game. So chop chop, cheeky, at 1927 Marconi on the Hill, June 7th to the 9th, Bertarelli Cutlery, where there's never a dull moment.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Do you suffer from airport boredom, flight delay syndrome, or are you that person who does what they're supposed to do and checks in 2 hours early only to sit in some dirty chair for what seems like a lifetime? Suffer no more, because in Terminal 2, you have Wingtips, an upscale lounge with all-inclusive drinks, food, and ultimate comfort. If you have work to do, you'll feel like a CEO getting ready for your private plane. That's Wingtips Lounge. And mention you heard this on 590 and get a discount on a single-day pass.
Business travelers in the St. Louis area, listen up. Stop complaining about the amount of time you must spend in the airport. Wingtips Lounge, located in Terminal 2, can remedy your entire travel experience. In lounge restrooms, speedy Wi-Fi, a complimentary offering of food and drinks, and a Fortune 100-style conference room can eliminate the words traveling gets old from your vocabulary. Come on in for a single visit or receive great discounts on personalized memberships. Your travel lounge awaits.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. The average American homeowner has over $16,000 in credit card debt. The balances, they add up, and before you know it, you're making minimum payments on these high interest rate credit cards, and it's impossible to achieve financial freedom. Well, at thehomeloanexpert.com, we can get a cash out refinance for just about anyone. We do FHA, VA, conventional. Stop working for the credit card companies and apply for your cash out refinance today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois residential mortgage license.
This is one of those songs that when it was originally cut, the record wasn't in stereo. So when they released it in stereo, they just split everything left and right. That always drove me crazy, because you think a channel is out, and then the right side will come in. Anybody remember when...
Here Comes the Sun is like that.
Yes, it is. But remember when FM stations would do the left-right channel check?
Brand Hildebrand would do that.
And now it's channel check. Left speaker. No, right. They'd go left speaker, yeah. Right speaker.
They would.
Really?
And yeah. Brand Hildebrand would do that on KSLQ. Around Christmas time,
I remember.
This is, we're going to calibrate your new stereo system.
Yeah.
And then he would go left speaker. Right speaker. Oh, yeah.
And you could make sure it was balanced.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's the embarrassing quadraphonic.
Oh, yes.
Anybody remember this?
Yeah.
It lasted about 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And they actually sold, idiots like me, quadraphonic stereo.
What is a quadraphonic?
It's four stereo channels. It's really only two channels.
Yeah.
They took the two and just duplicated them. And you thought you had two in the back and two in the front. And it had a joystick where you could, left front channel, left back channel, left. And all it was the same two channels. It was ridiculous. But one station in town broadcast in quadraphonic. Do you know what it was? KMOX FM. was 103.3. Mm-hmm. They broadcasting in quadraphonic.
Yes.
And then a week later, nobody knew what
we're going just on. Kidding.
Yeah. Just kidding. Let me do a little business and cool some people down when it's, what's the temperature today? 80, mid 80s? Not horrible.
It's humid.
It is humid. Humid's as bad as heat. You know, a lot of humidity. It might not be that hot, but if it's humid, it's miserable.
Now they don't say so much about the humidity. They talk about the dew point.
Sorry to do this to you, Dan.
You only play that when he has been talking a long time. You're getting trigger happy with a couple of things over there.
I wanted to try that one out. It's new.
Matheny Heating and Cooling. I really do hope that you remember that name, Matheny. You got a lot of choices in the heating and cooling business. Probably too many choices, like a lot of other things. There are too many. Too many heating and cooling companies, too many roofing companies. And I say too many because not all of them are what they ought to be. And there's no regulation governing that. If you get a couple of gauges and some tools, you can be in the heating and cooling business. Matheny's been at it for about 76 years. It's a family business. And if you can just remember the name Matheny, I don't think there's anything else you'll ever have to know about heating and cooling. Now, unfortunately, for the people outside St. Charles County or St. Louis County, they can't help you. They're not licensed to work there. But for those of you in St. Louis County or St. Charles County, good news, Matheny Heating and Cooling. They work on everything, and I mean everything. You say, well, my equipment is old. It can't be so old they can't work on it. Well, it's oil, heat. Okay, they'll work on that. Old, archaic stuff, brand new stuff. Because, see, you have to be trained to work to know how to keep old stuff running, but you also have to be trained regularly on the new stuff because the new stuff, it changes all the time. Electronics, technology, it's always getting better and better and better and more efficient, which means you have to be trained, and they are. So do this. Next time you need to make a heating and cooling call, make that a Matheny call, and you will be glad you did. Whatever that last company was that came out, even if you think you were happy with them, well, we liked the last people that came out, and they weren't Matheny. Oh, really? You like them? Wait till you call Matheny, then compare the two. I think you'll have yourself a new heating and cooling company. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law, who is right, who is wrong, who is for and who's against the law?
Years ago, I decided that I could be Johnny Cash's entire band, because all you have to do is... I'll show you what I'm talking about. Pick a song. Dan, Folsom Prison Blues.
Yeah. Right?
Hang on, and then you jump into the Folsom Prison.
I hear that train a-coming. It's rolling round the bend.
Okay, let's do Ring of Fire.
Okay. I fell into a burning ring of fire. It went down, down, down in the flames.
All his songs.
Hey,
that identifiable... Hey, not knocking it. He made a lot more money we'll ever make. It is time to let Scott Sherman help you. You have a legal matter. You have that neighbor that you want to know what you can do about, you know, what that neighbor is doing. You have that ticket you got. The divorce, the alimony, the child support, the will that you thought existed but doesn't exist, and now the stuff you thought you're going to get, it's going to his brother who's never even seen him for 20 years. You know what we're talking about. You have a legal issue, this is the guy. Here we go. I would call right now if I were you, because we do have lines open. 314-821-0590. That's 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK. And let's never forget that Scott Sherman is brought to you by Peroni's Pizza. Peroni's Pizza has two locations. They're in Florissant, and they're in St. Peter's.
And at both locations,
every day
from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., they have an all-you-can-eat buffet that is fantastic. You ever go to a place where one thing is good? Well, their pizza is good, but that other stuff, they make the other stuff just so they don't have to say they only have pizza. There are a lot of places like that where there's one good thing. Let me tell you something. Everything on the Peroni's buffet is finger-licking good. That's a slogan for somebody else, I know, but it is. They're mostacchiole. I'm a huge mostacchiole, and it's mostacchiole, not muscacchiole. I'm a huge mostacchiole fan. Meat sauce is the key. Pasta is pasta, but meat sauce has to be done right, and they know how to do it.
Meat sauce. That was Ray Romano.
Yeah, we know. Now, see, my timing is off.
I don't know why I do
that. We don't know why you do anything. You do. But it was a good Ray Romano. Do it again.
Meat sauce.
Yeah. He sounds like he's got a perpetual asthmatic
allergy. Or a bubble in his throat.
Yeah. Yeah, that was actually pretty good, even if you didn't interrupt my timing and flow and everything. So Peroni's is a proud sponsor of Scott Sherman, and you need to know about that buffet, and that on Fridays, that 11 to 2 buffet, all you can eat includes their chicken wings. And at the Florissant location, they have a banquet room that'll accommodate up to 100 people. PerroniesPizza.com for more information. That's PirroniesPizza.com. Please welcome Scott Sherman, everybody.
Great, thank you. Scott, how are you? Doing great. I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you here. Let's one more time for the numbers. If you don't call in, folks, don't say you couldn't get through because you didn't try, because I see a line open, 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK. Angie, you've been very patient. Say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm great, Angie. How are you?
Good. I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you a question. I have some medical bills that we haven't been able to take care of, and they went to collections, and then they called and said that they were going to sue us for fraud.
Ooh.
Can they do that if you don't pay the bills? I'm trying to pay them, but we have a lot of bills right now.
Well, okay. Scott always lets me take a run at this. Repeat that again. You have a lot of medical bills you can't pay. And who is it that says they're going to sue you for fraud?
The collection people.
Okay. What doesn't make sense here is the word fraud.
I know, that's what I was weird.
Not paying your bills is not committing fraud, okay?
Well, I didn't know if because we got the service that maybe said we'd pay the bill and now we're not, so...
No. Angie?
It's called intimidation. They're trying to scare you. What, Dan?
It's exactly what it is. I have a very good friend, and mm-hmm. he is a collection guy, and they will do anything and say anything just about to get that money. When they say they'll sue you for fraud, I mean, they can sue you to get the money, but not sue you for fraud. That's not fraud. He's just blowing smoke up.
And by the way, he's also blowing smoke up just saying they're going to sue you. They're not going to sue you. And now with a professional's reaction and response, here's Scott Sherman.
Angie?
Yes?
I wish you had a tape of them saying that, because this would be the greatest day of your life. Not only can they not sue you for fraud, but they might, and probably did, if they're a third-party collector, not the original debtor. It's not like the hospital called up and it's Dr. So-and-so, and you're going
to... Right.
But if a third-party collector does that, it violates a federal law called the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, or the FDCPA. Okay. If that is the case, and you have any kind of proof that this person threatened you in that way, they do it. You're going to go to jail. They're going to come after you and get you for fraud. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. That violates those rules, as loose as those rules can be. And you can hire someone and sue them. And believe me, you'll get more money out of them than they will get out of you. Now you do have.
I don't know if I saved it or not. On my voicemail.
I hope you did.
I might have saved it, but I don't know if I did.
If you ever
I got
get...
so scared, I don't know.
See, and that's the intimidation
what they want. They want you scared.
What I want you to do is go through your voicemails, and if that is, save it, email it to yourself, email it to me, and email me, and I'll put you in touch with somebody that sues people like this, low-life, scumbag, bottom-feeding losers.
not the entire industry, but the people that break the rules like this, and they will not be happy. Now, with respect to the debt that you have, that's a real thing. So, yes, you can be sued. And if those debts become so horrible, that's where you might want to talk to somebody about potential bankruptcy. But with respect to your question about being threatened, one, calm down. It's not you're not going to get sued for fraud. And two, put that, like, I don't know, that Dr. Seuss Grinch smile on, that oh, really? And then find this threat. And you can send me an email, and I'll put you in touch with somebody that knows what to do with those kind of illegal threats.
Angie, there are a lot of people who aren't as smart as you are, meaning you were smart enough to ask the question, is this something they can do? You'd be amazed at how many people buckle under and cave in, and they're so frightened of these people, they'll go to their relatives, they'll do whatever they have to do to get the money for them, when in fact, that's what they do. They buy the debt, and now it's on them to collect. They'll say anything they can that might work on you. This is not going to work on you, okay? You have Scott, go ahead.
Well, I'll just say, what about St. Louis County, down at Clayton, somebody from there calling you and saying that they're the prosecuting attorney, and before they serve papers on me, they need to get this debt settled?
That doesn't even... That is a fraud.
That is
a
fraud.
Lie. Here's what happens. Don't do that again. That's another violation. Might be the same guy with a different collection account.
Maybe.
I want you to... You have a computer?
I can get one, yeah.
Okay, or your smartphone or something. Not during the show, but during your spare time, I want you to go to something called CaseNet or Case.net and tool around with that. It's free. It has every Missouri court, including St. Louis County, on there. If you ever have a concern that you are being sued, you check this CaseNet, you put your name in there, and you see if you are, and if you have the same name, if it's you. The other indication is this. In your mailbox... After you're sued, if you are sued, you're going to get about 40 letters from lawyers saying, have you been sued? You need to contact me immediately so I can defend you.
Yeah.
There is no way that the court is calling you about anything, number one.
Yeah.
And number two, they are not going to call and say, before we serve you, you can pay this debt.
Yeah.
That's fraud.
Ridiculous. Okay. Yeah.
They scared me on that one, so I called them and I paid the bill.
You didn't pay the bill.
It didn't
start with a 314 number now, did it?
I don't even know what it showed up as. He just said it was from St. Louis County.
That is another violation of the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act.
Well, and it couldn't. It may not have even been St. Louis County.
May not even been a real debt.
I know. I got a call the other day from the so-called IRS, and it went bop, 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 and then it said that they were going to put a warrant out for my arrest.
And that's another
one. And all this other stuff. That's all a fraud.
The IRS does not call.
No.
Anybody.
Nobody. They send letters, certified, open them. They don't arrest you. Nobody calls to arrest you. And things that are civil, they don't do this. Now, can the prosecuting attorney send you a letter saying that you owe money and you need to pay it? Yes, but it comes on their letterhead, and it's for bad checks. It's not for civil debts. They will not get involved in that. Remember how all the police says, ma'am, that's a civil matter. The police and the prosecutors are not involved in civil disputes over debts. They're involved in crimes. Write a bad check, crime. Owe somebody money, not a crime. Don't ever listen to these fools.
Angie, can I ask you a couple of questions, if you don't mind?
Yeah.
If you don't answer me, you don't have to. You said these are medical bills.
Mm-hmm.
Who was sick? You?
It was my partner, domestic partner, I call him.
Okay.
He's my boyfriend for 20 years, and I have him on my insurance. And the insurance paid their part, but we just don't have the money because he's not working.
Can I ask you what kind of money are you talking about here? I mean,
it's not much. It's up to $200 to $500, different doctors.
Oh, I'm sorry,
$200 to $500.
$200 to $500 is different doctors. And
okay, total debt. How much?
Probably $2,000 total.
Okay,
over
you know what?
Places.
That's not the end of the world. And here's the thing: there are two kinds of people who don't pay their bills. The kind of people who never intended to pay their bills, and people like you who just get hit with something, they get blindsided, they didn't see it coming, they lost a job, whatever. People like you, good people, don't ever have to be scared of people like this, because as long as you do the right thing and show intent to pay when you can, you'll be fine. And nobody's going to send you to jail or come after you for that kind of money.
And always ask somebody before you call somebody back and say, okay, I'll pay this, because you may have paid someone that's not even with St. Louis County. You may have just given information to someone.
Or they may have obtained information and knew that you were vulnerable.
It was a debt that I had before with a quick cash place, and I owed them. But
don't ever do that.
Angie, one last thing. I deal with a lot of people that get hurt and have medical bills. And a lot of people that get hurt and have medical bills don't have health insurance, or there's a bill balance because they're not working, like your boyfriend or somebody else. Mm-hmm. You can always, before it gets to collection, call the provider and make a payment arrangement. They will take $10 a month, $15 a month, $20, so that it'll stay out of collection and you can make those payments. And if you can't make those payments, they might take $2 a month, or they might write it off as a benevolent thing. But don't let things get to the point of third-party collectors. Don't be afraid to open the mail. And you, personally, are not legally responsible for the debts of your boyfriend unless you signed an agreement that you were the guarantor of that. He goes to the doctor. They can't sue you. You're not even married to him.
That's why we hadn't paid him, because they were all in his name. But
right. But let's say you owed $500 to Dr. Jones. Call Dr. Jones's office after it's 30 days and say, Dr. Jones, you know my boyfriend, Sam so-and-so, you know how sick he's been. We don't want to not pay you, but would you take $10 a month? I bet
you'd
you
be amazed.
They would. Or write it off.
Yeah. Once they know that the intent is there.
That's right.
And you're not just blowing it off. Now, you said you could get to a computer or a smartphone. Do you have Scott's email address?
I do. You want me to try this?
Yes.
Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. Way to go, Andy. All right, Angie, good luck. Don't have a glass of wine. Relax. Don't worry. They're not gonna do anything to you. You do the right thing. You'll be fine. Don't let them scare you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, Angie. Thank you. Wow. Intimidation is a powerful thing.
It is. And it's disgraceful.
Paul is next. Paul, welcome to 590. The Fans. Say hello to Scott Sherman.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Scott. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you, Paul?
Fine. I live in South County, in a subdivision off of Lindbergh. And as you come into the subdivision, there's two large stone entranceway markers. They're probably 5 foot tall and 10 foot long, and they've been there since the subdivision was built in the 50s. The first house at the end of the street going on to Lindbergh sold. It's zoned business, zoned commercial, and it sold. And the new owner, who's putting in a business there, it was a private residence. He's converting it over to a business, took it upon himself last week to get a bobcat and tear the stone entranceway out on his side of the street. They're on each side of the street coming in.
Wow.
The subdivision's contention is, number one, it was put in by the original builder of the subdivision. It should have became community property of the subdivision once the subdivision was all sold and the builder went out. It may or may not even be on an easement. And then I'm hearing something about prescriptive covenances, where things have been there for a long time or whatever. So I just wonder if there's any recourse. He apparently does own the property. We're trying to determine if it is, in fact, an easement or a covenant.
Is there some sort of homeowners association or something?
No.
There's nothing?
No.
Ooh, you may be SOL here.
First of all, you've got a great voice. The guy sounds like Hoyt Axton.
Yeah, don't ever call here again with that voice. It makes us feel bad.
I feel like I'm 7 years old.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I think he may have a tough fight here simply because there's no HOA.
The whole thing, you're right on point. If there was a HOA, and I would say, you know, you've got to look at the indentures on the group. On the subdivision organization, if they don't exist or they haven't existed for about 10 years,
he's got nobody to back
this
him up.
This falls into, you could look at the recorder of deeds based on this residence and see if there was anything put in there that would be,
right.
It's not even an easement, because that's almost for access. But unless there's some sort of provision that allows or mandates that this entrance is as nice as it might look and as strange as it might look with only half of it, it falls under the common law doctrine in Missouri that you can do pretty much whatever you want with your property as long as it doesn't screw up some kind of water rights. So yeah, well, you guys might be in trouble on this.
I think we are. But the county, I think, tells us that the zoning, which it got zoned, it obviously wasn't zoned commercial immediately or when it was built 50-odd years ago, you know. But they said the county, I think, basically tell us once it got zoned commercial, it took care of the indentures or in whatever.
It changed everything once they zoned it commercial. Do you know anybody who could break his legs?
Well, I think there's several residents that probably would be in favor of.
Well,
doing
you do it, wear a ski mask, and wear gloves, so there's no fingerprints, and break his legs, and say, okay, it's our first visit. Don't make us come back. Put that stone. Hey, here's the problem. It's gone. I mean,
theoretically, some of the residents went up there. He was doing it on the weekend when there were no inspectors around, without a permit, and so the county police came and shut him down. So you're right. He's knocked down half of it. The other half is still there, but it's damaged. You know.
Yeah. So really,
he sent a truck to pull the stones away, and they stopped that. But
how can you win here? It's half gone anyway. I mean,
well, they just want it put back.
Yeah,
county does or the residents?
Well, no, the residents, obviously.
I don't think the residents have anything, but I think that if he didn't do it with permits, I think he could be in line for some of those violations.
Yeah, but that really...
And if you are going to tell him that after you break his legs not to do this again, don't use your voice.
No, your voice is too identifiable.
Like, that's Paul from Frank.
I have another question on that. Somebody said last night that in taking that out, he lowered everybody's property values because it is a nice entrance way.
Yeah, but even if he did, there's nothing you can do.
They've had these arguments about people that put, like a church will move in and put a big giant cross 80 feet tall in there. And they're like, well, this looks ridiculous. It's hurting our real estate. That is too tenuous and too difficult to show.
Nothing so small claims on that?
Look, on property values, that's not small claims. If your property value goes down 5%, it could be $10,000. I mean,
well,
it could be a lot
more. $10,000
times the number of people.
Paul, if the guy painted his house purple, he has every right to do that. That would lower property value.
Yeah.
But there's nothing to do about it.
Right.
I would say this. If you want to talk to a real estate lawyer who may be much more in tune with some of the stuff that I am, so you don't just go back and say, well, this radio guy says, forget about it. I'll give you the name of somebody, you consult with them, and see where you go. But I'm thinking the way Frank is thinking, and the way we're thinking is, if there's no subdivision, and there's no homeowners association, and there are no indentures, it is the Wild West. Put whatever you want, wherever you want it, as long as it's approved for zoning. Now,
I think he's probably about this time found out that he may not even be able to open his business.
Well, that'd be great.
He has no parking, first of all.
But wouldn't that be sad? Uh-huh. Wouldn't that be sad if after all
he's
this...
He's already got the property up for sale now.
Oh, my God. So he screws it up for everybody else and then leaves.
He took down five huge oak trees and the entranceway side, pretty much, And now the county, the word is, and it's pretty good information from some of the county people, that he don't have parking. He's got to have apparently an offset, and he doesn't have enough offset to get cars off of the street. And so
I'm loving that.
This guy didn't think this through very well.
What an idiot.
Well, no, apparently not. And
what kind of business is this? Not naming the name of it. What sort of
He already owns a jewelry store, okay? And his family's had this jewelry store in various locations in South County for 50 years, okay? And he is apparently needing to move his business, his jewelry store.
The key here is various locations.
And
that tells you everything you need to know.
Well, no, seriously. He's probably only two locations.
Yeah.
It was down in lower Lee May, right at the city limits, and then he moved it out on the Telegraph in Lee May and whatever.
Wouldn't it be great if nobody shopped there and he went out of business and he lost the place? And then you guys could go in, buy it on the courthouse steps, and put the things back up.
Yeah.
Well, people are talking about picketing his store, just to try to let the public know how he's treating.
If you do it on the street,
right,
that's
exactly.
a that's right. a considered a traditional public forum. Okay, sounds good to me.
But you have to have a reason for picketing.
He destroys the beauty of this neighborhood. He tore down... Everything's true. He tore down these beautiful pillars. Well, he destroyed these trees.
Before you go into this particular store, talk to us.
He's a he's not a great neighbor. You know, all of things are opinion. And they're true. Don't say anything about his business, but like he destroyed five trees. True.
Have a script.
He's a bad neighbor.
Right.
He doesn't have enough parking.
All of this is very frustrating.
Yeah.
It is.
But sadly,
been there for over 60 years.
Yeah. There's very little you can do except that hope that he does fail and he has to leave, and then you guys put the stuff back if you can. This is a tough one.
Putting it on somebody else's property again. So And you're right. It would be cheaper for us to pitch in and put it back than to pitch in and pay a lawyer.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
Maybe booking a loser.
Do you, if you need Scott's email address, do you have his email address?
I do have it. I copied it down from the charming lady before.
What is it?
Okay. It's lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com.
They're catching on. Paul, good luck. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. I have to take a quick break. And it'll be pretty quick, and then we'll come back. There's a line open now because Paul just hung up. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK, First Community Credit Union. One of the advertisers that has been, my goodness, they've been with us now for, I don't know, 8 or 9 years, something like that. And it's where I do all my banking. I try to walk the walk and not just talk the talk. And I do business with the people I ask you to do business with. And they have my money. They have checking money and savings, and I have a safe deposit box there. I have a debit card, credit card. Everything that you need from a bank, you can get and you can do at First Community Credit Union, even though bank is not in the name of the place. It doesn't have to be. A credit union, the right credit union, can be, and in this case is, a terrific place to bank. And small business owners, please remember, they love small business. Never forget, First Community Credit Union loves small businesses and loves to help small business and partner with small business. So if you don't have a good banking partner for your business, might I recommend First Community Credit Union? They're in the heart of Chesterfield Valley. That's their headquarters. There are over 40 locations, and it is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. If you like this show, one good way to keep it going is to thank the people who make it possible. And this is certainly describes First Community Credit Union. They also sponsor the yard sale on Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, with your co-hosts, guy across from me, Scott Sherman, and the guy over there behind the glass box, inside the glass box, Dan Strauss. First Community Credit Union, a great place to bank, firstcommunity.com.
Time to get a check on traffic right now on 590 The Fan.
This traffic update brought to you by Account Temp. Southbound 170 this afternoon. Stop and go between Olive and 64. Westbound 64 on the brakes just west of Grand out through McCausland. Westbound 44. Stop and go approaching the work zones from about Jefferson headed out toward Shrewsbury. Eastbound on Highway 270 this afternoon. Heavy coming around the bend between McDonald and 170. Finding a highly skilled accounting and finance professional can be a challenge. Account Temps can help. With Account Temp's extensive network of accounting and finance contractors, you can be sure to find the right person for your exact hiring needs. Visit AccountTemps.com to learn more. Account Temp's, they are a Robert Half company. I'm Frank Ladd, reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business in St. Louis for over 10 years. We use modern GPS technology to find people or to figure out what they're doing when you're not around. Call me, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Lemmings Assemble.
You know who Defensive Radio is?
No.
Tim.
Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill has a mouth-watering new Lemming Burger. They're always delicious. Hot Shots Burger is now even better. Topped with pepper jack cheese, bacon, red-hot riblet dust, and Cajun ranch. Served with a side of loaded-up TMA tots with queso cheese, bacon bits, and that sweet riblet dust. At $9.99, it has all the soppings and fixings a lemming deserves.
He's got lemmings.
Like the Dickens, Jack.
And remember to make Hot Shots your home for all the games, all the time.
Every year, fitness, health, and wellness seems to make big strides to help people in their quest to reach new levels of fitness. Yet, we still have more obese people in the U.S. than any other country. One Nation Nutrition wants to start a revolution of change in health and wellness. No fad diets or false promises. Instead, real help for people to reach their goals. Join the One Nation Nutrition revolution today because being more fit, healthy, pain-free, energized, and revitalized is possible now. One Nation Nutrition has the most knowledgeable staff and the best products, so you can be sure you're getting what you need to reach your goals, big or small. There is no magic pill, but there is help. The One Nation Nutrition stores in Winsville, O'Fallon, and coming now to St. Peter's will get you on a program that, with some effort, you too can see major results. Bottom line, it's time to join One Nation, and together, let's reach those goals. Come in today and see how.
Hi, this is Ryan Kelly. If you're like most folks, you work hard to provide for your family, and then the unexpected comes up. You need to replace a car, or a family vacation. You haven't taken one in 5 years. Just things come up. More often than not, they end up on the credit cards. You're basically working to pay the credit card companies, and it's crazy. There's never been a better time for a cash-out refinance. Stop living paycheck to paycheck. Stop working for the credit card companies, and apply for a cash-out refinance today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois residential mortgage license.
First, let's talk about the appetizers before we let you know where you can feast on them. When was the last time you had not just any stuffed mushroom, but stuffed jumbo mushrooms with Alaskan blue crab meat? How about pan-seared Greek saganaki fried cheese or thinly sliced beef tenderloin carpaccio with olive oil and a white truffle on top? That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin. You know the place, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Sunday and dinner 7 days a week, and serving only USDA prime beef. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, anxiety, or have trouble sleeping? If any of these questions got your attention, the CBD 24 system by Infantry might be your answer. Visit any One Nation Nutrition location in O'Fallon, Wentzville, or St. Peter's for details, and change your life.
All right, it's Thursday, which means Scott Sherman is with us. We're back. Rob has been holding a while. Rob, thank you. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Scott Sherman. Rob? Rob? You've been holding quite a while, Rob. I know you're there. Rob? Going once, Rob. Going twice. This would be a shame. The guy's been holding for like 15 minutes, and I know he's there.
He probably hit the mute with his cheek like I did.
And he's talking, and then why we can't. I've done that.
I'm AM and the PM.
No, I've done that.
Yeah, me too.
And the people on the other end are going, hello? And you're going, I'm here. Yeah. Hello? Rob, we're going to have to cut you loose. Let's go to, that opens a line, by the way, through 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK. Bill, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott and Frank and all the gang. Bill? I really appreciate you taking my call.
All right.
Yes, hi, I'm there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
All right. I'll try to make this real quick. I filed bankruptcy last year. I had 4 rental houses. The bankers went ahead. I tried to offer them back to the bank. They didn't want to go that way. They went ahead and they went through a foreclosure process on all of them, but they haven't taken title to any of them. I got tax bills in the mail this year for them. I can't make them take title, can I? But, you know, my lawyer that helped me file bankruptcy told me that even though you file bankruptcy, you won't owe anything on these places anymore, but, you know, you'll still have the burden of ownership, you know?
I'm going to turn this over to Scott. If you file bankruptcy and you want them to take them back, I wouldn't pay any tax bills on them. Scott, go ahead.
Well, if they're titled in your name, I would, because you know... I would, well.
But if he doesn't, what's going to happen?
They're going to foreclose on it that have already been foreclosed on.
Yeah.
You might need a quiet title action on these things, and I hate to have you spend money, but it might be cheaper than the taxes if you have 4 properties. Are they all located in one county?
Yes, sir, they are. And actually, they have for sale signs in 2 of the properties, but one of the properties is getting kind of dilapidated, and people keep breaking into it, knocking the door in. I go by, and I re-screw the doors shut.
They did a judicial foreclosure, or they did some kind of foreclosure on you?
They did judicial foreclosure.
All right. Well, then
the
court may have jurisdiction over those properties already. You wouldn't have to do a separate filing fee. That would save you money. And if you had a real estate lawyer, they could file a motion to quiet the title and say, look, these jerks took my client's property, but they don't want to pay the taxes. Judge order them to put the titling through the quarter deeds in their name and do it quickly. So I don't want to guess what county it's in, but is it in Missouri?
No, sir.
Is it in Illinois? Okay. Same thing. You know, there's the two big counties, and then there's a bunch of other counties. So if you are looking for a real estate lawyer on that side of the river, not looking to spend a lot of money on that, send me an email. I'll give you these people's name. They're terrific lawyers. I think I'm right, since it was a judicial foreclosure, that the court would still have jurisdiction to make sure that this is done properly, and it ain't done yet. So Frank's right. Don't pay the real estate tax, but do send me an email. I'll put you in touch with a real estate lawyer, and I think that this needs, the titling on these need to be quieted, meaning done
properly. I agree,
properly.
Because I'm afraid someone might go on there and get hurt, for starters, because I don't have a
sure.
gun insured anymore. And then, of course, there's the...
I'm sending people over there tonight to fall
yeah.
down. Are you insured? But yeah,
no.
I mean, of course not, because you don't own the places. So you've got the ownership dilemma, but you really don't own the places because they were foreclosed. So taxes you shouldn't have
right.
to pay. You shouldn't have to pay for insurance on that. This needs to be done, and it needs to be ordered, and they're not doing it. So send
one
me
of
an
them,
email.
One of them, the city is threatening to tear the building down and send me the bill for.
Exactly, on a property you don't own. This would have all been great if they just would have waived their... foreclosure, you could have probably just gone forward with selling them yourself.
Right, yes, sir. Okay. Hey, can I get
Bill,
email again?
What do you think it is, Bill? What do you think his email address is?
I'm sorry?
What do you think his email address is?
Scott Schirmer.
No!
What it should be.
Go ahead, Scott.
Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
Law Office
of Scott Sherman.
Scott. All one word.
Yes.
Yeah.
At gmail.com.
Yeah.
All right.
Bill,
thank
Bill,
you guys.
Bill, can I ask you a question? You have four properties, rental properties. What happened? What fell apart? What went bad here? Can I ask? Because I'm interested.
It's really a long. I've owned them for over 20 years, and the clientele has gotten worse over the years. And you know, fixing them up. And the bottom line was, I was laid off for a year and a half, and I couldn't afford to fix them up when people were moving out, and I was having them evicted.
Okay, that's a good reason
yeah.
to want to get out from under.
It snowballed. Taxes were coming due, and you know, I was keeping my own home, but I couldn't keep the rental properties and afford to fix them up and get more renters back in there again.
I'm guessing there was a time 20 years ago when this was a fantastic thing for you from a tax standpoint. Everything was good about it. It was a great.
It was wonderful.
Yeah,
it was wonderful for about 15 to 18 years, and it went really bad.
Things can change quickly. Bill, good luck with all of this, and thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Frank.
All right. Now, we are out of time, and I'll tell you why. I want to mention Scott's sponsor again, and I still have one bit of business to do. And then it's 5 o'clock already, and Bill Cleveland will be with us. I hope he will in the playoffs.
He will be, but he's going to be on the phone again. He's still...
Don't laugh at him this time.
No, he still has issues... And I told him he should probably go to the doctor because there's a possibility he could get bronchitis with this.
Well, thank you, Dr. Strauss.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Your advice there.
I was concerned.
Now think about what you just said. You told Bill he should probably go. He's an adult. Don't you think he would know to go to the... I mean, it's like you're his daddy or something. He's got a dad.
You know, Bill, I don't know if you thought about this, but you might want to go to a doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh.
What?
I never thought of that. Now, see, now Dan hates us. He hates us even more.
He hated me before.
Yeah. Oh,
he
no,
has
no,
to
I,
like you.
He hated us.
No,
before.
I've hated
he
you guys
actually
for
doesn't
a long
have
time.
To.
Oh,
he hated me for a long time. His daughter really hated me. Oh, in the Playhouse, can we talk about Alyssa's little issue? You want to do that later? Let's do it. Come on.
Is she going to get bronchitis from
me? No,
she won't.
And normally I would say to Bill, get to an ear, nose, and throat guy. He just needs to go to a nose guy.
Oh,
because
the
ear and the throat, the nose makes up like 90%.
The ear and throat guy are on Monday. Tuesday is the nose guy.
Separate nose guy.
Separate nose appointment.
Let's not let him get out of here without acknowledging Scott Sherman's sponsor. His sponsor is Peroni's Pizza. I don't know how many towns are pizza towns. I don't think there's certain cities they're known for other things. St. Louis, for whatever reason, and Chicago, we're pizza towns. Memphis is a barbecue town. Kansas City's a barbecue town. St. Louis is known for lots of different kinds of pizzas, and depending on who you talk to, this is the best, that's the best. Listen, I defy you to find many pizzas that are better than Peroni's Pizza. Great pizza and great other stuff. I'm not going to get into what all of it is, but never forget that this all-you-can-eat buffet is Monday through Friday, every week, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and tomorrow and every Friday, it includes their world-famous chicken wings. Peroni's Pizza, peronispizza.com. I always like to spell it because I don't think I'd know how to spell it just from saying it. P-I-R-R-O-N-E-S, peroniespizza.com. Let's do it again next Thursday. What do you say, Scott?
I'm ready.
Scott Sherman, everybody. And one last time before you walk out of here, give them your email address.
LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Oh, we're working our way up to 5 o'clock in the Playhouse. There are a couple of things. Tell me which joke you'd rather hear today. Not even knowing the joke. Which sounds like the joke you'd rather hear?
Okay.
FM DJs putting out a fire. Constipated construction worker. Which of those jokes sounds...
I want to hear constipated construction work.
Yeah, I'm with that.
I do.
Jim?
I always love hammering the FM DJs.
Ah, boy.
I like constipated construction
work. You got any
constipated FM DJs?
Oh, now you're talking. That'd be we got it all covered. Okay, FM DJs... No, it's two out of three was constipated.
Yep. Two out of three was constipated.
Then constipated construction worker.
You can do the AM DJ or the FM DJ on Monday.
Okay, Dan, thanks for giving me permission to do that. I'll certainly.
And you should probably go see the doctor with Bill.
Dan, did you just hear Dan told Frank? You're the only one that hasn't told Frank you're welcome on the show today.
Already?
Yeah. What?
Oh wow.
You'll pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
When the world is still giddy and smiling about the trivia night they had where they were able to raise a whole bunch of money and put them over the $1 million mark for St. Jude Children's Hospital. Next time I go to Memphis, I don't go to Memphis, but if I have a reason to go to Memphis, I know I want to see that pyramid thing Johnny Morris has there, the Bass Pro guy. And I want to take a tour of St. Jude. I've never been there. I want to go through St. Jude Children's Hospital and try to do it without crying. Because sick children, if you have a heart at all, that has to get to you. And Window World is a giant contributor to St. Jude Children's Hospital. They also happen to make the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Window World has several levels of windows. If you want, you can go get that top of the line. Heat can't get through it, even though direct sunlight's pouring through it. You can't feel any heat, all that thermal, UV, whatever. But their entry-level window is a good, solid, dependable window with a lifetime warranty that includes everything. This window also has the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. There's only one other window with a Good Housekeeping seal of approval because it's hard to get. You have to be able to prove to the Good Housekeeping people that your window is everything you say it is, and then you have to prove it again when time comes to renew it. It's not a lifetime permanent thing, the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. Window World also has 18 months same as cash financing with approved credit. You call them, they'll come out and do a free in-home estimate. Won't cost you a thing. And they're going to show you why this window is so strong. It's strong enough that they can afford to put the lifetime warranty on it. They'll actually let you stand on the window. I know several people that have done it. I did it. I did it in their showroom. They'll bring it to your house. You can jump up and down on it like a trampoline. You can't break it. Window World is a great product, a great company. And if you want to know more, you can go to windowworldst.louis.com. Do you have any business to get out of the way?
No, we're good for about another minute or so.
All right,
so.
I have a minute and 15 seconds to tell you a couple of things that will be. Larry's not in today.
It's actually his birthday today.
Larry Connors?
Yeah.
So really? Is he off because it's his birthday or is he just off anyway?
I think he's just off anyway.
Is Paul coming in for him, Paul Brown?
Don't know.
I'm not entirely sure. We should ask Ahmad. We'll text him and ask.
All right. Well, I was going to say stay tuned for Larry Connors later, but apparently he won't be here. Well, Dan's got a story. Dan has a daughter who helps Alyssa now.
21.
Okay. Got pulled over. got pulled over for rolling through a stop sign.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Dan will have that story later. The French Open is going on. And if you don't remember when I talked about this before, I will retell it in the Playhouse, the story of Rafael Nadal, a fantastic Spanish tennis player. And I'm going to mention it now. So you have the rest of the week because the French Open is going. If you get a chance to watch him, because he won today, he's still in it, I want you to take a good look at his left wrist. I'll tell you why. You guys remember why? Don't say anything. I'll tell you why.